Welcome to another edition of Gia Horton's Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 6th of May, 2007. Today's feature is GL's short play in one act, One More Time. Gerilyn is reading Marva, and Noel Armstrong is reading Sharon. We also have This Week in Boston, compiled by Will Stackman, and a letter from GL's mailbag. How about we get started? Underground Railway and the Nora Theatre had a gala groundbreaking for their new Central Square Theatre this past week. The new Rep's Wild Party opened to considerable praise, with a few misgivings about its book. The Lyric's Arms and the Man opened as the season closer. Over at Charlestown Working Theatre, On Fire is doing Lee Blessing's Two Rooms, a psychological drama. Stoneham is about to open a revival of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. While Speakeasy is warming up to close their season with Jason Robert Brown's Leopold and Loeb musical, Parade. There'll be a lot of theater going on during the rest of May around Boston. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at http://profwill.spymac.com. And now on to our feature, One More Time. GL wrote this back in 2003. It generated considerable interest from those at the readings, but little from those who simply looked at the script. Gerilyn reads the part of Marva, while a newcomer to our stage, Noel Armstrong, reads Sharon. I read the stage directions. A modern dance studio where a class has just ended. Sharon, wearing rehearsal clothes and a sweatshirt, is collapsed onto the bench, looking shell-shocked and weepy. Her friend Marva has filled a paper cup with some restorative liquid and brought it to Sharon, offering comfort.
Here, drink this.
Thanks.
Don't try to talk yet. Just sip and breathe. Right. Breathe. Deep breath.
Okay,
now.
All right, I'm back.
Good for you.
Thanks to you.
Oh, I could see it coming.
Oh. Not me. I was so shocked I could still be standing there rooted to the spot.
Unbelievable. I've seen some low blows in my day, but oh.
Oh my God, was it that obvious? Did everybody?
No, not at all. They knew something was happening, but...
You picked it right up. I came to my rescue.
Because I know your backstory. All the old stuff. Truth be told, I was expecting something like this.
I sure wasn't. I felt like I was hit with a wet mattress. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. Did I turn blue?
Gray, actually. But anybody who noticed probably thought it was from the pace, or maybe a sprain.
I'm hypersensitive, so...
No, I wouldn't say that. You had good cause.
Well, it's not the most people, but reacting like that...
I told you, you looked fine.
I felt raped.
Well, I could see the steam coming out of your ears. But anybody else...
I really thought I was over him.
Oh, not enough over to be in the same room, apparently.
But I was. I was. Last year already. Okay, I took Paul's class last year... And acted just like any other student. I mean, Paul's a really great teacher. Why shouldn't I learn from him?
Because part of his really great thing is to seduce and abandon?
I guess I never learn.
I'd say it depends on the teacher.
Well, I learn all right, but then I forget. It's the same shit all over again. I swore I would never let this happen again.
You were really strong when we talked over the holidays.
Well, this all started Friday night, and up till then I was fine. You saw me.
Well, you at least looked fine.
I was fine. In class, I looked in the mirrors, not at him, and I concentrated on myself, on what I was trying to achieve. But then, Friday night...
But we talked Friday night. We touched base.
Look, I should never have gone to the jam.
You told me he wasn't there.
He wasn't. You saw for yourself.
It was dark. And the stroke was...
There was only about a dozen people on the floor, nobody I knew very well, and Paul wasn't there. I felt sensuous and safe.
I should have stayed with you. But the music wasn't...
Yeah. Oh, man, and it got worse.
Oh, dear.
But still, at that moment, I didn't care. Right? I felt so good and just perfectly on top of it.
Then what happened?
Paul came in.
Alone?
He didn't see me. He didn't see me. I was coming back from the ladies, and I stopped at the end of the corridor, sort of behind the curtain there. I could see he wasn't with anybody. He hadn't spotted anybody.
So what happened?
Nothing. I just watched him.
Jesus, Sharon.
I know. I never watch. I either dance or I go away. But I... Although I wasn't getting much from the, boom-chick-boom-chick of this particular DJ. But on the other hand, I wasn't ready to say that I'd had a night of dancing, so I told myself it'd be a short set. And I got a chair from the bathroom, and I put it behind the curtain there, where I couldn't be seen, but I could watch for a few, and there he was. Perfect. Beautiful. So beautiful. It's impossible to believe that he could be what he perfectly knows the shit he is.
He knew you were watching.
He never saw me.
He could feel you watching.
There was nothing in that whole room for Paul but his vision. Not even the music. Yeah, the music you heard that I didn't like, Paul wasn't dancing to that.
He hears different drummers.
From inside.
Shit. He saw you. Or somebody.
No. He wasn't showing off. Or coming on to anybody. His eyes were glazed. He was in his own space.
Paul's always in his own space. All space is Paul's space.
Most of the time it is.
It is, or he walks away from it.
Now wait. I have seen Paul be generous. Paul can partner, actually. He can wait his turn.
When? You notice he's not taking anyone else's classes this term.
He isn't?
Can't bear to be in a studio if he's not in control of it.
Ah, well, I suppose you're right.
You know I'm right.
I suppose I have trouble believing what I know because of what I saw.
I grant you, he's a hunk.
Don't say that.
Come on.
Beautiful's not a hunk.
Beauty is as beauty does.
Paul's beautiful.
We must have different definitions.
When he's dancing, improvising, when it's just him and the music.
Oh, he's got talent. Oh,
talent, skill. Yeah. Wait, this is different. He's open, revealing his spirit, which is beautiful.
Oh, open your eyes. What he does is ugly.
I can't deny what I've seen.
Oh, love may be blind, but even a blind woman ought to be able to see.
Sometimes love sees best.
Are you saying that what he just did wasn't ugly?
Well, I made it worse because I didn't respond. Because I was floored.
Well, of course. Coming out of the blue like that.
But you said that you expected...
I've seen him in action.
Well, negative energy just floors me. So I need a moment to process.
Ugly's hard to deal with. Afterwards as well as at the time.
And my first response is I just wonder what I could have done to have deserved it.
That's why he does it.
Lay something like that on me? Then walk away?
Well, what do you expect?
God, it is just like 3 years ago all over again. Except condensed.
Sucked in one more time. Poor baby.
Poor baby. Yeah, poor baby's right. It's daddy all over again. This is just so daddy.
You think?
Sure. Obviously. Hi, honey, how's it going? Hey, gotta run to the office. Well, I also realized that moving from New York last year was divorcing Daddy.
Does your father know that?
If he thought about it. I don't know, he does give me the casual, are you sure business, little hints about haste makes waste sort of thing, but I've stopped expecting anything. He'll never admit he even wants me to care.
Wants you to want his approval.
Earn it.
Or kill yourself trying.
So he can ignore me.
Of course.
Not even bother to notice.
Classic.
Stay or leave, nothing's keeping you.
You're making progress, Sharon. 2 years ago, you...
Then why do I keep doing this Paul thing? Jesus Christ.
Why does anybody? He's damn near irresistible.
To idiots.
Brains are not the point here.
You warned me. Alexandra warned me.
I should listen.
It's safer to keep your distance.
And behind closed doors like a bitch in heat. Walk on a leash, muzzled.
Whoa.
Isn't it? It's like I'm taken over by pheromones. Like I'm overcome. Smart women like you have more sense.
More sense?
I don't know, or maybe you're missing a sense. Not so susceptible or something.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
So you'd never fall.
But Sharon, I did.
You couldn't.
I knew at the time I shouldn't, but I...
You can have. We're best friends. You'd have told me.
I did tell you.
No, you did not.
But I did.
I can't believe this. How could you?
I told you at Nikki's wedding.
When?
Over the champagne.
No, not when did you tell. Because you didn't tell, but when did you do it?
Well, years ago. Before I even knew you.
Years ago?
It was the summer when there was a fire in the sauna.
Okay, you did it because there was a fire?
No, of course not. That was when, not why. Now, women don't need a why with Paul. Well, at least not a personal one. He projects that whatever it is he has, maybe like you say, pheromones, whatever those are, he directs it at you. And why is beside the point.
Not to me, it isn't.
Because I wanted to. At the time.
So 3 years ago, all the time I was confiding in you, and you were, helping me.
I told you. I warned you.
From your heights of superiority. Hmm?
Superiority?
I should have never trusted you. If I'd known you were Paul's lover...
One of Paul's lovers. Hundreds of lovers. Paul's one-night stands. You can't take Paul personally. It's like being jealous of the Easter Bunny who gives out a treat to any good little girl who believes in him.
Well, you know, seeing me with you all the time, he probably thought I'm like you.
Right, a female.
You know, someone who wants to look at him and sees a hunk, a one-night stand.
He doesn't care. If anything, Paul prefers that.
Because it's easy. You've spoiled him, you and the others.
Oh, don't live in a fantasy, Sharon. Paul doesn't care. If you care, he'll punish you. Over and over.
I guess I deserve it, listening to you.
Your life will be scenes like the one that you just got hit with.
Maybe.
What can I do but warn you? Learn from my...
You've done quite enough, so just stop.
Stop what?
Sharon stares at Marva coldly, then turns and walks out. It takes the shell-shocked Marva a moment to process that she's being rejected. But then she pulls herself together and runs out after her friend.
Sharon? Sharon!
Thank you, Geraldine, Noelle. And now a word from GL, an answer to a letter from her inbox. As she says, you can contact her at g.l.horton@mindspring.com, and we'd love to hear from you. Some students were pleased with the large amount of appropriate material on stagepage.info. I'll let her tell it.
I have a lovely note here from the glhorton@mindspring.com mailbox. It says, Dear G.L. Horton, and then she gives her full legal name and goes on, I'm co-president of my school's Young Thespian Society at the high school in Silver Spring, Maryland. Each year, the Thespians Club puts on a one-act festival or does some short plays, and I and my co-partner have been hunting fervently for high school-appropriate one-acts with enough people that aren't too long and so forth for weeks. Another friend recently sent us your stage page, and we pretty much fell in love with your one-act All for Love about the old woman kidnapping the man in the nursing home, and we'd really love to perform it with our cast. If you require a royalty fee, we have a small treasury that our sponsor teacher oversees. We think we'd really be able to do your play justice. Thanks so much, and please respond as soon as possible. If you have any questions at all, I'm always at this email address. Sincerely. That's such a nice letter, and I'm able to answer it right away and say, yes, please, do my play. She gives me all the information I need, and she can start downloading it right away and get into rehearsal. It doesn't have to wait for scripts to arrive from a publisher. If you are thinking of performing a play of mine, there are about 24 of the length of the one you just listened to, One More Time, or of All for Love, the one the high school students in Maryland want to do. You can find them all on stagepage.info, along with pieces as short as a minute and full-length plays as long as 3 hours. I hope you will look at StagePage and enjoy reading and doing some of my plays.
And there we have the end of another show. Let us know what you thought of it. Email us at g.l.horton@mindspring.com and we'll get right back to you. I'm a bit surprised none of you have taken us up on our offer to play your recordings of your readings of GL's work. Send them to that same address, g.l.horton@mindspring.com. We'll give you airtime. Until next week.